You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, I'm series creator Brad Forenza, and you're listening to Around the Sun.
I'm Francois Clement.
I'm Robert Finaro.
I'm Judy Gold.
I'm Wilson Germain Heredia.
I'm Terry Hu.
I'm Katie McLean.
I'm Jay Rodriguez.
This is our season finale, Blue Squares.
Everywhere you are is everywhere you'll find them. Keep your heart open.
Well, here we are. This is what everyone wanted, isn't it? A small spectacle on the top of Beebe's Mountain. Not a snowy owl or a tufted titmouse in sight.
I think I see a cardinal in the trees.
There are cardinals all over this mountain. You can see them any old day.
Uncle Spike.
And this isn't even the tippy top. You know that, right? This is a farce.
Father Finnegan has a cold intolerance.
This is as high as I go.
This is no black diamond. This is a blue square at best. Beebe would never want this.
Consider it a metaphor. The blue square and all.
Fine. Let's get the show on the road so all the kinfolk can go back down the mountain to their precious lives, and maybe I can try finding myself again. If there's anything left to be found.
Wait a minute, Spike. I thought it would be nice if we each said a few words about Beebe before our final goodbyes.
Are you kidding me? You haven't been here in forever.
Father, would you mind terribly if the family said a few words?
Not terribly, so long as you make it a quickie.
Sure thing.
So, who would like to honor Beebe with their voice?
You mean, like, sing or something?
No, I mean, say something nice about the woman she was and the life that she lived. No one?
You said yourself she was kind of reclusive, Grace.
Still, no one has anything to say about Beebe?
I could try if it helps break the ice.
Never mind. I just thought it would be a nice way to personalize the moment.
Well, I really didn't know Beebe, but I remember her from when she'd call the warming hut looking for your dad. Beebe was always very, I don't know, concerned, wasn't she?
Runs in the family.
Right. And I know that Beebe held the same level of concern for everyone here, and I know you'll carry her concern forward for the rest of your lives.
Well, thank you, Max. That was beautiful.
When you say concerned, do you mean anxious?
I'll.
Anxiety is about trying to exert control in our circles of existence, right?
Can we not do this here?
But what happens when our circles of existence exceed our circles of influence? When we trick ourselves into thinking that we can actually affect something that we have absolutely no jurisdiction over?
I just thought Beebe would get to meet our baby. Maybe it wouldn't have mattered to Beebe, but it mattered to me.
Hey, I thought having a truck would protect us from the elements, but it didn't.
But if we hadn't hit that icy patch and veered off the road, you'd be in Miami by now.
Right. But the universe wanted me here, with you.
We can't control the universe, only our response to it.
Miami's overrated anyway.
So, we'll try again next year, and with a little luck and newfound perspective, maybe it'll work out differently.
I hope so.
Hey, look! Another cardinal.
It's funny the things we plan for and the things we hope to expect. At every turn, the universe shows us why expecting is usually a really bad idea. And still we do it, often with the best of intentions. But I would never want anyone I love to be anything other than what they are. Neither would Bibi. Do you understand that, Jay?
I was corresponding a lot with Bibi last winter after we got home from the mountain. She knew her body was breaking down and she knew that mine was changing. We were both doing a lot of reflection. She said the best way we could grow as a family after she died was to support each other more in our own individual journeys.
Bibi said all that?
She did.
She's come a long way.
So have you, Mom.
I love you, Jay.
Uncle Spike, did you want to say anything about Bibi?
Who? Me?
You lived with her, Uncle Spike. You should say something.
You bet I lived with her day and night, tending to her every waking need. And the second I make a plan to go on a nice ecological pilgrimage, or sit down long enough to finally watch It's a Wonderful Life, she has the nerve to drop dead on me? Now I'll never know how it ends.
Wait a second. You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life?
And you interlopers, with your Christmas trees and your non-perishables and—
How have you never seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Because I'm a very busy person up here, that's how.
They've seen it in Tokyo.
And the day I was supposed to get a little respite and be one with nature, you all cut me down. No appreciation, no gratitude, just a swift kick in the pants. Have a blessed day.
But you don't do it for gratitude, Spike. You do it because you want to. Otherwise, you resent all the great things you did for Bibi.
Wrong. Bibi gave me purpose here on our mountain. Yes, I said our mountain. Oh, I know it all comes off like a great big punchline, but without me up here, you wouldn't be living your best lives off the mountain, and you know it.
But nothing is ever as perfect as it seems. And no man is a failure who has friends. But now it's time to leave the nest, Spike.
But how? What do I do when you all leave again and I have nothing to look forward to? I missed my bus, remember? What do I do now?
You evolve, Spike. You adapt. You grow. And you evolve.
You think it's that simple, huh? You adapt, you grow, you evolve?
Sure, it is. Just like everything else on Bibi's Mountain. You adapt, you grow, and you evolve.
Can we get on with this, folks? It's absolutely desperate up here.
We're ready, Father Finnegan.
Yea, God. An Irish blessing for our friend Bibi. May the road rise up to meet you, and may the wind always be at your back.
You adapt, you grow, and you evolve.
May the sun shine warm upon your face, and the rains fall soft upon your fields.
You adapt, you grow, and you evolve.
And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
Thank you, Bibi.
Just around the sun, a new leaf, a pensive wind. Look for them. They're there.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Thank you for listening to Season 3 of Around the Sun, an episodic audio drama written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and more content, please visit AroundTheSunPodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe today.
We'll take a cup of kindness yet for days of old anxiety.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.